you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I used to be, last time we talked to him, he was bi-coastal. At least his living situation was bi-coastal. I don't know, where's he calling from?
Yeah, where'd you settle in? I assume Southern California. Adam?
Adam, you there?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hey. Where are you at? Where are you sheltering in place? Back east or out west?
No, I'm in California.
Okay, got it. All right. Because I know you were having, you still kept the place back east, didn't you, or not?
I still have it there. I still have it. Yeah, I still got my place in New York. I don't know what shape it's in, but I still got it.
You're right. It's like zombie land there. You does anybody check on the place? You just have the door locked. You don't go in.
Well, I got a doorman, and you know, I got friends and family over there. Do me a favor, go into the apartment. But you know, my friends are just like, why? What's going to happen? Nothing. Just check on it. I'm not giving you an envelope and go, hey, cross the street. Don't look in your bag. Just cross the street and give it to that guy with one eye. You know, I'm not doing that.
So they're saying, why? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
Just check on the place. All right. So you weren't back east when all this went down. You're obviously still out west when it went down.
No, when it all went down, I was on the road. I was at the Chicago Improv.
Okay. Did you perform? I was like 2 weekends ago. Did you perform that weekend?
I did. The last, I was on a plane, I think the 15th is when I flew home.
Yeah.
So that was on a Sunday. So, yeah, after the Saturday night show, we flew home. And then I just, you know, I came home and I drank bleach and my wife boiled me.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing gloves, a mask, and a condom as I talk to you guys, so we're all prepared to have it.
We've had a lot of our comedy friends on since this all went down. Is this the longest stretch of time that you have gone without looking at an audience, or you know, because you had?
Yeah, I'm hearing my wife and my dog. I really think they're planning a coup because I'm getting bitches.
That's another thing,
you know,
too.
That's the thing when you're home. Because guys, when you're home and you're not working or something, when you're on the road, there's a certain amount of I love your admission. Then you come back and I'm home for an extended period of time, and I'm like, I have a growing appreciation for my wife because I'm just now that I'm here and watching all she does and how beautiful she is and how much she supports me, it's great, and I'm great. I get a growing sense of gratitude. My wife's looking at me like, oh my God, he really is that crazy. I thought it was an act.
Well, you know what? I never thought about it that way because the divorce rate's going to go up anyway when this is over. I can't imagine when it's going to go over with traveling comedians because they're always going every weekend. And not that you're in trouble, but I got a few in my brain. I think they might be in trouble.
Yeah, it's like my wife. You know, you could see she's trying. We were all this together. She's trying to be patient and everything. And you know, last night she's like, "Look, we got to. You know, sometimes you're a little hard to be around." I'm like, "At least you get to leave once in a while. I'm stuck here."
Is she working? Is she essential personnel?
She's working from the house. She's actually on the podcast with me, and she does the social media stuff for me.
Okay.
And she does a lot of charity stuff. So yeah, she works from the house. So I'm basically invading her office.
I was gonna say you're in her space. Exactly. All right.
I know. It doesn't matter. My name's on the mortgage. Like, look, we got to get a few things straightened out. Like, okay.
So
you know what I found that?
Good. No, go ahead.
Well, you know what I found helps is I'm putting a structure because. You know, even though we're on the road and stuff, there is a certain amount of structure to a day. You know,
right.
You get up real early.
Yes.
And, you know, we do morning press. So you get a spike of adrenaline like 5:30 a.m. to like 10:30 because that's morning. Then you go back to your hotel and you threaten to work out and you go back to bed.
Right.
Then you get up, you know, and you do some work for the, you know, whatever you got to do for the day. And then you got to do some writing and do the show at night. And then that's it. So I put structure in my day here just to give myself something to do. Like I get up. I'm talking to you guys. I make coffee. And my mom's on the east end of Long Island. So as the coffee's being made, I call my mother every morning.
Right.
I just say, Mom, I love you. And that's pretty much the end of my participation. position in the conversation.
That's all you need.
And then you're just sitting. Yeah. I know you got your podcast, which we'll talk about in a second. So, but other than that, you're right. I mean, are you just writing new material, or are you just... And by the way, was there any TV or movie project that was just put on hold because that was coming up for you?
Yeah, I had two things, and I'm pissed off, and I don't want to say anything about it in case they come back. You know, nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean,
right.
You know, I know what it's like. We're in a dystopian novel, and we're in the third chapter.
Yes,
they thought it wasn't a big deal. Right. You know,
oh, you do feel like it when you watch TV or just drive around and talk. It feels like you're in a movie you're watching. I agree with you on that. Yeah. And
weird thing is, like, I can walk in my neighborhood, mm-hmm. you know, but everyone's, like, walking around. It's very Stepford because you're walking around. Everyone's got to paste a smile on their face, but they're all looking at each other going, I'll step out of your way. Look at this germy son of a, you know?
This germy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Do you get on at all? Because I can't report on what's going on because I literally do not leave the house. If there's something to be done, some shopping, my wife will go out and do it. So I couldn't tell you if people are still gathering. I don't know what's going on in Southern California. Do you see that? Do you get out?
Yeah. I get up and I walk and I go to, like, there's a few grocery stores that are open. Some of them are like a nightclub. You don't got to wait in line.
Yeah.
Velvet rope. You need a bracelet and gloves. You know, all that stuff. I saw a guy snap. Oh,
really?
I was in a... Oh, yeah. He was FaceTiming his wife in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And I just heard from the cereal aisle, they don't have it, Laura. They don't have it. Look here. Now you can see everything I can see. The friggin' pandemic, Laura. They don't have brand flakes. You're just going to have to push it out on your own. All right? I'm so sorry.
They don't.
And you better hope it's a clean break because there's no toilet paper. What do you want from me?
Are you trying stuff out on your wife? Or are you saving that for the podcast?
I'm driving her insane.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm driving her insane.
I bet you are. Adam Ferrara with us, stuck in his house in California like everybody is. Not in California, but they're all stuck in their houses, obviously. And the podcast, how do people get the podcast, by the way?
What's it called?
Wherever you get your podcast, it's called the Adam Ferrara Podcast. 30 minutes, you'll never get back. Mm-hmm. New episode dropped this morning with Richard Marx. He was a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah, I follow Richard on Twitter. He seems like a really cool guy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He was fun to talk to him. I've had Edie Falco was on, Jay Leno, Kevin James, Adam Carolla. Yo, you know who I had on?
Who?
I had an FBI agent, an FBI profiler who worked on the Bundy case.
Oh, really? And that'd been cool.
Yeah, oh, that was scary.
That's now, probably that, sure. That's pick me up, make you feel good, huh?
Yeah, I had a Katie Coleman, the astronaut, on. She lived in space for 6 months.
Yeah?
And, she was a retired Air Force colonel. She lived in space for 6 months. And she plays the flute. She played the flute with Jethro Tull. Ian Anderson, Jethro Tull.
Ian Anderson. Ian Anderson was playing on Earth, and she played up from space and played with Ian Anderson?
Yeah, she played in space. Yeah. I've done nothing with my life.
No, you got a podcast.
Yeah.
He's talking all these.
Oh, and if you're a Top Gear fan, I'm talking tomorrow morning. I'll be talking to Richard Hammond from the original UK Top Gear. So if anybody has any questions about cars or anything you want to know, just hit me up on social media.
Well, your story's better than ours because today we had Adam Ferrara on.
No, we had Ty Burrell.
Oh,
No. We talked to Ty Burrell from Modern Family today also, and then we talked to you.
And then Adam played the flute.
I spoke to Ty on Top Gear.
Oh, did you?
Came on and did the show for us. He lived in a Previa van. I remember that. He lived in a van when he was starting to, when he was first starting out and he was struggling.
Really? Man, I wish we didn't know that. He was really cool with us. It was very cool to talk to him. He has a big van now, I'm sure.
Do you have a musical instrument handy that you could play for us?
I got a guitar, but it's in the other room, and it's probably... I'm not that good, so I think my guitar is social distancing himself from me.
your guitar doesn't even want to see you now. Get away from me. You suck.
Yeah, my guitar's like, I don't want to hear the beginning of Layla, and then when it gets to the hard part, you can't play it, all right? Don't tease me, so...
So what do you? I know nobody knows what's going on, so we have no idea. So do you think you're?
No.
Do you think you're? Are you rescheduling dates yet or anything? Just to.
Yeah, I'm rescheduled now. I was supposed to be at Cobb's in San Francisco in April, and they rescheduled it for July. So You know, some stuff's being rescheduled as far as, you know, productions and stuff.
Right.
I don't know if that's going to happen. But then again, I would be, as the talent, you're pretty much the last to know.
Yeah.
You know?
You've
got to see if it's still going to go. And, you know, you always know when you've got a show or when things are a go, when wardrobe calls you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the lawyer said. That, yeah. So it's done. When they get, I don't know. If wardrobe calls you, you're like, oh, okay. They're starting to, the gears are starting to move.
So you had two TVs, something on the hook right now, but it's on the back burner.
Two projects.
Two projects, man. They both,
two things I was looking forward to, and I'm still waiting to hear. One is just, you know, we don't know, and the other one is, we kind of don't know. Okay.
All right. Well, we want to see you again.
There's nothing you can do about it. Right now, all I'm trying to do is not eat everything in the house.
Yeah, I saw a great sign on the social media. It says, you're not hungry, you're just bored, close the fridge. And we all got that going on. I mean, it's
crazy. I know. You know how I know when I'm getting fat?
What?
My cheek hits the mute button on the iPhone.
Yeah. That's a good indication. Yeah,
that's a new one. That works.
I was at a frozen yoga joint, and I'm talking to my wife, and I said, can you hear me now? This freaking phone. I just looked down, and I go,
My cheek hit the mute button. Are you?
I'm going to come out of this thing looking like the guy that ate Adam Ferrara.
Are you drinking more now?
Not as far as you know.
Okay, got it. Well, we all are a little bit. You know, we just.
I found a nice. I like whiskey, but we can't date steadily. It's an abusive relationship. So I found a nice bottle of brandy that somebody gave me. I was like, oh, look at this. I'm really drinking. I'm a monk.
Are you waking up early? Because I wouldn't if I were you.
I'm up to talk to you guys.
Yeah, you're right. But if you normally wouldn't be up at 7:40,
Pacific time.
7:40 Pacific time, right?
Yeah,
now.
Normally I wouldn't. Like I said, I gotta provide myself structure so I don't go crazy. And I wanted to talk to you guys, so I got up early today. I got to talk to London tomorrow, so I'll get up early tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I got to make sure I accomplish. Here's the thing: I've never been so busy and feel like I'm getting nothing done. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it kind of does, because you're just preparing for things, but you're not actually performing things.
You're busy.
Well, I'm doing the show. I get my show out on time, and I got a studio at the house, so I get the guests in and everything. So that part of my job is still running, but it's like I think because the ritual of going to a gig and getting on a plane and doing all the stuff I'm used to doing, like, the body's ready to go. You know, on a Thursday, you fly out for the weekend, and my body's like, it's Thursday. You know?
Oh, yeah. It is. It's Thursday today, and you ain't going anywhere, man.
I assume
I'll go for my walk tonight, and I'll see how you can tell people's personalities about how they're dealing with it.
Yeah.
It's like some people wear masks, some people wear gloves. Some guy had, you know, like a respirator, like he was, I think he was a painter, because it looked like what we used to wear when we had a spray booth.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy's like in a wetsuit and a welding mask. I mean, some people just slipping out. Stay home.
Yeah, I forget. Are you a marijuana user?
What, you got?
Do you smoke pot?
I'm saying, you got me.
I can.
You're in California. You got pot.
Are you kidding? They give it to you when you show up. It's like landing in Hawaii. They put a lay around your neck. Here, hit
it. Well, the last time I was there, I was in Orange County, and a lot of the beach communities didn't have the dispensaries up and running, but they would deliver to your hotel room. Or in my case, I met the lady at a restaurant parking lot.
Yeah,
so are the weed places still delivering?
First of all, you're such a classy guy.
It was perfectly legal.
I mean, you're just suave bola, baby. Leave me by the dumpster. You're kind of cute.
Yeah, he did.
Take a poke.
Perfectly legal.
Yeah, oh, it is. And they will deliver it to your house. The only thing is, it takes them forever to find your address, you know?
Okay.
You're going to get a call like, dude, do you have a dog? I hear barking. Put the porch light on. Let me see if it's you. Hurry up, I'm hungry.
That's a good point. Because I even Grubhub and those guys have trouble sometimes. Yeah. I can't imagine this
the pot guy.
The weed delivery, you got chips.
Yeah, but the other thing is, like, Uber Eats.
Yeah.
I'm not letting some guy bring me. I can't even not eat out of the fry bag, and it's my own food on the way home. You know this guy's been... He's been diddling your tater tots.
They're diddling your tater tots. Yeah, I think about that once in a while, too. But maybe they're diddling your tater tots. All right, that's...
But the weed stores out here, it's like they actually have, do you have a profile with us? No, I'm ashamed to be here. I'm paying cash. Get out of my way.
You're writing. You got material, man. You're ready to go. Yeah.
It's not material.
I know. I know you're just riffing with us. Adam Ferrara, the podcast is what? Just the Adam Ferrara podcast?
The Adam Ferrara podcast, 30 minutes, you'll never get back.
All right. Well, when you're back on the road, we got to get your ass here, man.
Yeah, I'm going to come in and see you guys. It's been too long. Actually, I got a nice text from Colleen a couple weeks ago. So I got to come in. We got to sit down. We got to laugh a little bit, and I will bring you guys. I'll bring you guys some legal appreciation from California.
I appreciate that.
That'd be good.
All right, Adam. Thank you, man. Let's talk soon.
Stay safe. Love everybody. Best to you and your families.
Love you, buddy.
You too.
Let's kick this thing in the ass.
Yeah, let's do that.
Bye.
By staying at home and getting high. Craig's up for that.
Yeah, I like both of those. I do. I like staying home.
Yeah.
Saving lives.
Yeah.
Everybody in Tampa checking in. Randy, day one of quarantine in Florida. I've eaten all my snacks. The beer is gone. Things are looking bleak. Please send chips and rum. But as a bonus, I have caught up on this season of Pornhub.
This season.
It's been a good season.
Yeah, Florida finally did the right thing.
Oh, and I've been informed that Best Buy is closed to the public. You can still go doing online orders. Curbside.
That was two weeks ago.
Nobody in the store.
It was about a week and a half ago I was in Best Buy.
No Geek Squad.
Okay.
They're quarantined.
All right. Crazy times.
Maybe they'd have a Tiger Woods game.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A couple things here. More than 12,000 people are applying for spots in NASA's Artemis Generation class of astronauts.
Lots of space news today.
And yet not a mention of Uranus.
Oh, yeah, there's been a couple.
Yeah.
These astronauts will help the space agency get people on the moon again by 2024.
That's a tough thing to get it to be an astronaut.
Man. Yeah.
And you really got to be smart.
Learned earlier that you can just piss on the moon and it makes concrete.
Right.
Moon dust and piss make a good form of concrete.
The application period closed, and the more than 12,000 who applied, the second highest total in NASA's history.
First of all, you know there are people that apply that have no qualifications.
I would say 95-96% of them.
Yeah, I'm curious what the acceptance rate is.
I would say no qualifications, probably 90%. Just people that want to be in space. I kind of like it. I like reading about it.
I'm into sci-fi. Right.
And then, of course,
I can see it from here.
Yeah, the rest of them have to be PhDs and pilots.
Yeah, the acceptance rate has to be pretty low.
Oh, my God.
Those who even pass that muster,
right.
It's got to be even lower.
Yeah, this ain't ASU.
No.
No.
They ain't just letting everybody in.
No, they're not.
But you have to be that smart, and then you also have to physically be able to handle it.
Right. Once they spin you around a circle, if you can't handle that, you're done. Yeah. I mean, how smart you are at all. Oh, you puked, now you're done.
You're weak.
That'd be me if I had a degree in physics.
Although Wolowitz went to space.
Yes,
he's not
did.
A physical specimen.
Yes, he did.
So there's that.
Yeah. There's that fake show.
What? That's fake?
Out of Cascade Township, Michigan. WOOD.
Wood.
Reporting that police have arrested a man.
Wood.
They're called the Wood. You got Wood, man.
That's a great set of call letters.
Is it TV or is it radio?
Yes.
Okay.
Police have arrested a man they believe has been exposing himself for more than a decade.
Oh.
54-year-old Stephen Todd Pasteur.
Oh, he's got Wood.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Is the so-called Cascade Flasher. After he allegedly confessed to crimes going back to 2003.
Wait, he's a Steve, though.
Hmm?
His middle name was Todd.
I know. Yeah. Why you gotta say the middle name? That's not important.
It was written down.
Because it's
Steve,
Todd.
Steve, because the Todd part whips.
It's gotta be Todd.
Because that's the guy part that whips out his wiener. Steve wouldn't do that.
It's like a serial killer. You gotta say the middle name.
Right.
Yeah. Pasteur allegedly had a routine.
Yeah.
He kept his shirt and hat on.
I got a hat on.
But was naked from the waist down.
which is, by the way we're going to broadcast in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Full Donald
That's
Duck.
True.
Yeah, full Donald Duck, man.
He would stand on the decks or porches of homes in and around Cascade, often knocking on the windows to make sure someone was looking at him.
Oh, yeah. Why do it if nobody's looking?
That's right. His point.
Yeah.
He would then expose himself, masturbate in front wax of the onlooker.
Off. Yeah, yeah.
What is it? Wax off.
Yep. The cop said weird. Part of what we know about this crime is that part of it is the reaction of the victim.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. why you do it.
He also did it in front of businesses and even just on the side of the freeway, police say.
Did he finish?
It was typically an act that did not have an extended duration.
What is semen?
So he was typically out of the area rather quickly and proved to be a pretty evasive target over the years.
How'd they catch him?
For years, he would disappear, but starting in January, he started targeting one woman in particular. She had cameras on her home, and it was that and linking of a vehicle that made the arrest possible. Police allegedly caught him peeping in a window in this neighborhood, found him without pants near a highway.
Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, he was arraigned last week and, according to court documents, confessed to indecent exposures dating back to the late 1990s.
Now, why confess, you know?
Well, he's busted.
Yeah,
due to the alleged multiple acts, he's been charged as a sexually delinquent person. If convicted, he could remain locked up until he's deemed no longer a threat.
Check it out.
That could take the rest of his life.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, sounds like he's in this forever.
Did he have a job the whole time and people just knew him as, you know, as Stephen Todd?
Wood did not provide his employment history.
Yeah.
I always thought Stephen Todd.
Taking another long lunch.
What is wax off?
You got it. Adam Ferrara and Ty Burrell both phoned the program today. Check it out, the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Streaming is there also. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
Work on your short game.
Stay the F home.
Shop local.
Unless you're walking. Yeah. Tip your bartenders and waitresses.
Tip them a lot.
Yeah, if you can. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks. Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.